We are learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, we're continuing a little bit with Kiman Shehutra Hutra. The Mishnah says like this, Chatzah Shenifritzah L'Shus Rav M'Shtei Ruch Hasav. A Chatzah that lost its walls, and it's open to Shurabim from two sides. Something that's open to Shurabim, a Chatzah, is a Karmelis at least. A Kuliyam is a Karmelis at least. It can't be, you know, it's machlekes if the place where the mechitza was, maybe it's a shirabim, but the chatz itself for sure is a karmelis if it's open to shirabim. So chatz shirabim shtei ruchasah. The Gemara will talk why you need two sides. One side should be enough. The Gemara will talk about that. So chatz that was open to shirabim from two sides, you got to open on Shabbos. V'chein bayis shenifras shtei ruchasah, or a house that the wall fell down on two sides on Shabbos. V'chein mavui shenotlu kai roisav, or a mavui that lost its kaira. The law is you can't carry in a mavui without a kaira or a lechi. So the mavui, the notlu kai roisav a lechi, on Shabbos you lost your kaira or your lechi. A kaira is a horizontal beam and a lechi is a vertical beam that they put for heker that you're allowed to carry in the mavui. But you lost these things on Shabbos. Or your house broke, the walls fell down, or your chatzah walls fell down. Mutarim ba'ois to Shabbos, v'asur la salavi. The Rabbi Yehuda. That Shabbos still could carry. Why? Kivan Chotra Hotra. A much bigger chiddush than Kivan Chotra Hotra. Even if you lose your mechitza, you still say Kivan Chotra Hotra. But, la'as alava, you gotta fix it. The next Shabbos, you gotta fix it. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Eimer says like this. Imutarm la'as Shabbos. If you say Kivan Chotra Hotra, mutarm la'as alava. So you mut the next week also. Vimasurim la'as alava, yasurim la'as Shabbos. If it's usher, if you tell me, oh, next Shabbos is usher, then it's usher this Shabbos also. And the Gemara doesn't explain, he argues on Kivan Chotra Hotra. So this is what he's saying, it's usher. Just like next week it's also, today also. Chalakas Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi, if you say, Kivan Chotra Hotra or not. So now the Gemara first will talk about the Chatzah and the Bayis that the Gemara says, that's Nifritzah V'Shtei Ruchasah. First the Gemara handles Chatzah. V'mayaskina, what is the case, what type of breach did the walls get of the courtyard? What type of breach was it? V'mayaskina, if it was only 10 amos or less, so then Mayishtom Ruch Achas to Amru, that you say one side is not a problem because it's a Pesach, lach is that an opening in a courtyard wall, as long as they have Oymed Meruba, even though it's up to 10 Amos, it's good because it's a door. So Meshtei Ruch is Nami Pesachu. Two sides also is also called a Pesach. What's the problem here? What's the problem? Ella must be B'yesem E'eser. It must be, it's more than 10 Amos. More than 10 Amos breach disqualifies that Mechitza, disqualifies that wall. So Yach, if Ruch Achas Nami, even one side should be a problem. Why do you two sides? It's disqualified the wall. It's more than 10 amos. Amar Rav says, Akasha, what's going on? What do you need two sides for? Amar Rav, Lo'ilam Be'eser, it's only 10 amos. Ah, you tiny, 10 amos is a door, not a problem. Why is it disqualified? It shouldn't disqualify on both sides even. It's only 10. It shouldn't disqualify either way. Dr. Gemara, Gojanifsa, Karen Zavis. It was Taka 10 or less, but it was from two sides, it was a corner. And by a corner, you don't say a door. The piska of a Karen Zavis layout the industry. People don't make a door on a corner of a house. A corner of a chatz. They don't make a door at a corner of a chatz. Not an old place to make a door. And because it doesn't have any end to the where it opens, it doesn't have an end anyway. It doesn't look like a door. Of course, if you put up a doorway there, you put up a tzuris pesach, it works. But you leave it open, like the Chazon Ish says in Davav, it just goes forever. There's nothing there that connects to that side of the wall. So it looks like the wall is like open to forever. Therefore, by a corner, even if it's less than Eser, it's a problem. So Shtei Ruch Hasav means it was less than 10 amos. But it was on a corner, and therefore it disqualifies the Chatzar. It's missing its wall, missing already now two sides, and therefore it's not, you can't carry it, it's not a Shizyachar anymore. So that's the case by Chatzar. Now, the Gemara doesn't ask, bias. You have bias a little better. Why? Because by bias you have an idea called pi tikra yared v'soisim. That means a roof, if it ends flat end, it comes down and closes up. So chara by a bias, you have pi tikra. So even if it's bigger than 10 amos wide, you always have pi tikra. What could be the problem with the wall coming down from a bias? So the Gemara, v'chein bias shenifritz m'shtei ruch yosav. Maishta b'ruach achas. Why don't you say that the house was breached by one side? Because it's not a problem, even if it's more than 10 amos. I'm speaking this out with the help of Tosfos, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, Divrei Mashal Mai. It says, Ma'ishtam Ruach Achas, Dam Rinam Pi Tikra, Yerev Soisim, one side, even if it's more than 10 amos, is not a problem. Why? Because you say pitikra. So Mishtei Ruch is not namelam a pitikra v'sosim. Save on two sides also pitikra v'sosim. So why is there a problem with a breach on two sides of a bias? Gemara answers, Amri be Rav, Mishmei de Rav, because Nifretz v'keren zovis, it was a corner breach, so you can't say it's a Pesach. Because according to Rav, we're saying it's less than 10 amis, like the ratio of the Mishnah was, less than 10 amis. So as the breach being a door, it was a keren zovis. I say pitikra. Gemara says, v'kiruya v'alachsoi, n'lekulam pitikra y'erevisoisim. What does kiruya v'alachsoi mean? It means it's diagonal. What does that mean? So Rashi learns it means the roof is sloped. Sloped down. The only time you could say pitikra, if it's a flat roof. Which was the normal way to make a roof in those days. The flat roof was the norm. This was a slanted roof that it must have had a room in the attic, a slanted roof. And therefore, the halacha is that they don't say pitikra on a slanted roof. So therefore, you have two things. Keren Zavis, you can't say Pesach. I say pitikra, it's a slanted roof. Tosfos argues on the lachsoin. He doesn't say the lachsoin means like Rashi, because he says the lashon is for slanted roof is ki arzila. Like the Gemara says, daf chof heyam abeis. Here he uses lashon alachsoin. So therefore he says, Tosfos learns that a lachsoin means something else. It means the roof also was sliced in a diagonal, and you don't say pitikra on a diagonal roof. Why not? Not that it was sloped, it was flat. But it was open in a diagonal, just like the breach was a diagonal of Karen's office, the roof was of Karen's office. And Tosfos before that says that pitikra only works when it's similar to a Pesach. And just like a Pesach, can't be Karen's office, you can't say pitikra also. This is Tosfos Kiruyev, and he has a picture for you if you want to see what the picture looks like, diagonal. Unless you have a picture here, you can see what the picture looks like. I'm not sure if the article has the picture. Tosfos has the picture. Tosfos Shah of Alachsoin works. Zok the Gemara. Yeah, Bekitza, Kiruv Alachsoin. That's one pshat, Rav pshat. The one at Karen's office, and if you Rashi, the roof is sloped, and according to Tosfos, it's a diagonal break. You don't say pitikra on that. But Shmuel Amar, I feel it'll be yes, Shmuel holds a different pshat. The breach is more than 10 amas. Ihachi, and even this is going back on the ratio also. By Chatz also, a breach is more than 10 amas. Okay, so then we Yeshver. By Chatzar, why do you need two sides? That's the Gemara's kasha. Yochi meruach achas nami. And for the Gemara, Mishum bayis. By bayis, I had to say two ruachas. By chatzah, you're right. One ruach would have been enough. One side, more than 10 amas, enough to make it disqualify the mechitza. But here we want to say two because of bayis. When bayis go with tikshi, bayis also why you need two sides. Ma'isham ruach achas, that if it's more than 10. You say that in particular resaisim, based ruach nami name particular resaisim. From two sides, we'll say particular resaisim. So we cash on Shmuel. Shmuel learns that it's more than 10 amas. And he says the ratio really would have been one chatzar, one side would have been enough to disqualify it. It says two sides ought to bias. The Gemara's cash is a bias. Even two sides shouldn't be a problem. Say pitikra, even by more than 10. That's cash number one. And kasha number two is, since when the Shmuel hold pitikra? We assume, islay le Shmuel, pitikra y'erevisayisim. Itma we learned. Achsadar abikra, if you have this gazebo in the bikra, and just has a frame with no walls, but it has a roof. Rav ama mutal talta bakulu. You let him talta the whole thing, because you say pitikra y'erevisayisim. You say that it's a flat roof with beams. The beams come down and saisim all four sides. You let it carry in there. But Shmuel ama ima talta b'avadad amish. You only carry four amish, not more than that, because there's no pitikra. So, two kashas. First of all, why do you need two sides? No, what does two sides help? And number two is, he doesn't hold a pitikra. So, Gemara says, the second kasha is not shver. Hale kasha. Ki les levedalad. He only holds, you don't say pitikra, all four sides simultaneously. Avashalosh isle. But if you have one good wall, for the next three, you can say pitikra. Makomakim kasha. But still shver back, our mishnah, right? Because our Mishnah says, it was more than Asa, we say one side is not a problem because they say Pitikra. Two sides say Pitikra also. We say up to three sides Pitikra according to Shmuel. So it's back Shver. How does Shmuel learn our Mishnah? Zok the Gemara, just like Rav made a Kimta, I'll make a Kimta also. Kedami be Rav, Shvei the Rav, Kunsh Nifetz Karen Zavis, Kiruv Lalachsoin. You made a Kimta, Rav, that's Karen Zavis, and Kiruv Lalachsoin, which means if he Rashi was slanted the roof, Shmuel didn't want to say that. But Hachinami, Shmuel will say like this. The case was it was a Karen's office breach, and you can't say it's a Pesach. I say pitikra, and you last say pitikra on two sides. What's the problem? The case is kiruya ba'arba. The way the roof broke, it broke into a situation where you need four different p-tikras. And for this, you have to look at the picture, either in your good Gemara or in the regular Gemara by Rashi. So the case is that it broke towards inside the house four tefachim, and then it went out five amos, another five amos the other direction, then another four tefachim. And it turns out you need p'tikra four times. You need p'tikra for four of the wall went in a jagged way. You need four p'tikras. And the reason why I said it went in four tefachim is because with less than four tefachim, the only you need is two p'tikras for the two five amoses. Five amos and five amos for Yisr. And that would close up the house. But since it went in four tefachim, it was a makam chashuv. And therefore, it needs four p'tikras. Now Rashi says that each of those things were five amos. One was five amos long, one was more than five amos. Why do you say that? Because Shmuel is going, the breach is more than 10 amos. So five plus five and vayi, there's 10 amos. Tosis incidentally asks on that it's not really 10 amos wide, that breach, if it goes this way and this way, because the diagonal will be like 7 amos, not 10 amos. So it says Rashi Loi Dok, it has to be a little more than that. There's not a tiny Ritva. So let's first speak at the Katak. So it's four sides. Shmuel holds, you don't say P'tikra by four sides. Right? It says, I don't say P'tikra by four sides. That's why here it doesn't work. The Ritva doesn't like this Pshat because the Ritva says, that's not called four sides. It's really one or two sides. You see, doing four P'tikra, not called four sides. He doesn't like the Pshat. This is Rashi's Pshat. There's P'tikra four sides. So at Kapanim, we have two Pshat in our Mishnah. Either we're going that it's less than 10 amis, and that's why you need two sides to make it carry zavis. I want you to say p'tikra, teretz is a slanted roof according to Rashi. Or going to Shmuel, it's more than 10 amos. I feel by chatzah, why you need two sides? Haki, you don't need two sides. One side is enough to make it disqualified. And the line where you have auto bias. Bias, the reason why you need two sides is because you have to have a case of four. It's only possible in a corner to have four. If this is only on one side, it's impossible to have more than three p'tikras. But to have four p'tikras, it got to be on a corner. Therefore, we need Shtei Ruch HaSel in order to have a situation where you need four p'tikras. This is what Rashi speaks out. That if it be on one side, it will only be three p'tikras. So you need four p'tikras in order, you need a corner in order to have four p'tikras. And Shmuel holds, you don't say a p'tikra on four sides. So Gemara now just explains that why Shmuel says one way and Rav's the other way. So Shmuel didn't like Rav's pshat because he didn't like saying the roof was on a slant. It's not a normal thing to have a roof on a slant. It's not a normal thing. But Rav, and he holds it's more normal to have a roof that's broken and jagged away because when it breaks. But the regular way made roof was flat. All of a sudden, this guy makes a fancy roof. That wasn't normal. And Rav is like Shmuel, I'm a Shmuel, I'm Kain, have a Achsadra. Rav is like Shmuel, it's like Achsadra. I hold, Rav says, that you do say P'tikra by Achsadra. So I have no problem with that. But Rav Litamei, to Omar Achsadra, Mutal Makulu, and to Rav Litamei, hold that by Achsadra you say P'tikra on four sides. The Itma, Achsadra of a Bikam, Rav on Mutal Makulu, you let him tell the whole thing because you can say P'tikra on four sides. But Shmuel, I'm aiming to tell by the Bab Amas, you only can carry it four Amas because you hold, you do not say P'tikra on four sides. The Gemara explains, Rav Amar Metaltu Kula, Mutal Taltu Kula, Amri P'tikra Yerav Saisa. But Shmuel Amar, Ein Metaltu Be'Avdal Amas, you only can carry four Amas here, Loi Amri P'tikra Yerav Saisa on four sides. And the Gemara just now explains the Machlekes by Achsadra, what case you're talking about. So first Lashon is like this. But Esther, if the Achsadra, each side is only 10 Amas wide, Kuli Amalei Pligi, everyone agrees to say P'tikra. Keep pligi b'yoyis measeh. They only argue by more than 10. And the way we learn up Rashi is that even though Shmuel holds, you don't say p'tikra on four sides, but if it's less than 10, even if you're Shmuel, you agree to say p'tikra on four sides. Since it's similar to a door, so you say p'tikra. Even though it's not a regular door, because a door needs, you have oimid v'ruba, you have mostly wall, and then you have a 10-amah breach, that could be a Pesach. But you can't have the whole entire side as a Pesach. Even if it's less than 10-amah, it's not a wall. So of course you have to come out to P'tikra. But Shmuel will agree to P'tis Lashon, agree to P'tikra when it's less than Esther, which is similar to a door. More than 10 Amos, everyone agrees that you do not say P'tikra on four sides. Keep pligi by Esther. They argue by Esther. And there Shmuel holds, even by Esther or less, you do not say P'tikra on four sides. So Fiza, it comes out, V'hadam Rav Yehuda, Kaira Abba Mater. Rabbi Huda says that if you have a beam with nothing else, no walls, all you have is a beam on top of you, four tefachim wide. So Rabbi Huda says, you're allowed to carry under this. Even though it's a churba, there's no walls, you're allowed to carry under this. Why? Because you say pitikra on four sides. Every side of all four sides of the beam comes down and protects you. And Rav Nachman says a similar thing by Mayim. Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua, Kaira Dal Matim Mayim. If you're sitting under a beam that's four tefachim wide, you're allowed to take water from under it because it's a mechitza. So who is that going according to? Mani. Lahach lishna, the Amritz Be'eser, Loi Pligi, that they say that by 10, there's a certain case, by 10 or less, we said, that even Shmuel will agree, say Pitikra on four sides. For the first lashon, we said, even Shmuel will agree, say Pitikra on four sides. So you can say, this memra, it's talking about Be'eser, it's only 10 Amritz wide or less. It's going side of your rabbi, side of Shmuel, because Shmuel agrees, even by 10 or less, that you could say Pitikra. But the second lashon says that more than Eser L'kuyam no good. Less than 10 is the machlekes. La'achlish da'amas be'esa pligi. Then this has to be karav. These members got to be like Rav. Because Shmuel holds, you do not say Pitikra on four sides. That means these members say you have Pitikra on four sides. So if you're the first lashon, it could be like Shmuel and less than Eser. If you're the second lashon, only could be by... It only could be by Eser and only Firav. That's it. Only could be Firav, not Lefi Shmuel.